Hell in a Cell is in the books and we have the results, but that was many weeks ago and we've still not had a show, so let's just get talking all about TLC, tonight on the European Uppercut Podcast.
Oh, European Uppercut!
Thank you for downloading the European Uppercut Podcast, a podcast that talks about professional wrestling. My name's Kai Valentine, I am your host for this week's show, and we have tried in vain to pull together a panel once again. It's been very, very busy times for us all, but we're not going to throw loads of excuses at you. We're just going to give you the content that we can, and that's a solo show for this week, going in to TLC, which looks like it's going to be one step pay-per-view. I tell you what, after seeing how Hell in a Cell came off, I was really happy with that pay-per-view, and hopefully this Sunday's event is going to do just the same from the Raw side as well. But let's get started with the show. We got no emails this week, probably due to the fact that we've been so scarce on shows, so we do not question that this week. But if you do want to get in touch, it's EuroUppercut@gmail.com. That's EuroUppercut@gmail.com. But one man who always gets in touch and helps us out is none other than Mr. GBL. So let's head over to New Zealand for the Not So Knockout News.
It's time for the Not So Knockout News!
Hello and welcome to the Not So Knockout News, the New Zealand edition. It's been confirmed that writer Jimmy Jacobs was let go from WWE last week, according to PW Insider. Pro Wrestling Sheet initially reported that the former Ring of Honor star picked up some major heat after posting an Instagram photo with the Bullet Club during their invasion outside WWE Raw in Ontario, California a few weeks back. There's speculation on the real reason for the departure, as Jacobs may have put a target on his back when he took some time off to deal with personal issues before returning to work for the company this past summer. The photo is being used as the reason for his firing, but the time off may have started the process, according to PW Insider. Jacobs was seen as one of the boys, and well-liked among the WWE talent because he could understand things from a wrestler's perspective. He was responsible for several ideas that clicked with fans and those in the company, mainly The List for Chris Jericho. Jacobs wasted no time in capitalizing off the departure, as he's released an unprofessional t-shirt through Pro Wrestling Tees.
Gross.
Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea cruise in October 2018 now features WWE Hall of Famers Jerry Lawler and Jim Ross as hosts. The event will feature the Sea of Honor tournament presented by Ring of Honor. Wrestling guests include Hall of Famers Diamond Dallas Page, Mick Foley and Ricky Steamboat, along with Rey Mysterio, Raven, Conan, The Disco Inferno, Hurricane Helms, Lance Storm and Cyrus. SoCal Val will be the guest cruise director. There are several bands and comedians also set to appear.
That is so fat.
The current contract for WWE Universal Champion Brock Lesnar has an option that would renew the deal, and most expect that it will be renewed after it expires at WrestleMania 34, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Lesnar's last dates under the current deal would be WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans or the post-WrestleMania Raw the next night. WWE also has certain rights with Lesnar that will go through the first week of August 2018 if a new deal is not signed. Regarding the rumours of Lesnar possibly returning to UFC to fight Jon Jones, the feeling among just about everybody is that the fight will never happen. If Lesnar does decide to return to UFC for another fight, it likely would not happen until August, since WWE would have no rights to him. The Observer adds that while WWE has ties to WME IMG, the owners of UFC, the things aren't smooth between the two sides. UFC president Dana White has noted that he has a good business relationship with Triple H, but it's a more difficult situation with Vince McMahon.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
Austin Aries has been gone from WWE since July of 2017 when he requested his release from the company. His contract with WWE held a 90-day no-compete clause that is up this month, meaning he is now free to work wherever he pleases. He took to Twitter today, October 14th, to throw some shade WWE's way and indicated that he would be making far more money in the 6 weeks working bingo halls compared to what he'd made in the last 4 months in the quote-unquote big league.
Second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
Regarding Neville's WWE status, sources have confirmed that he walked out of Monday's Raw in Indianapolis before the show hit the air. The plan was for Neville to lose to WWE Cruiserweight Champion Enzo Amore in a non-title Lumberjack match main event. The match ended up having Enzo drop the title to Kalisto. The Wrestling Observer newsletter reports that Neville walked out when he learned of the loss he was to take. This was a last-minute decision made by Vince McMahon, reportedly because no one could have come up with a better idea at the last minute. They put the title on Kalisto instead of having Enzo defeat another Cruiserweight. The Observer adds that the current plan is to get the title back on Enzo. The title change could come at the October 22nd TLC pay-per-view when Enzo receives his rematch. Neville's status with the company is still up in the air, but it's believed that he is gone. One source close to the situation insists he's 100% gone. WWE is officially denying that he's quit, and the official word is that he is still with the company, and his profile remains on WWE website as of October 13th.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut!
This week's Impact Wrestling episode, featuring Johnny Impact defeating Garza Jr. to become the new number one contender to the global champion Eli Drake in the main event, drew 279,000 viewers. This is up from last week's 251,000 viewers. And celebrating birthdays this week, Kenny Omega is 34.
How you doing?
Scott Hall turns 59.
How you doing?
While Miss Money in the Bank Carmella is 30.
How you doing?
And that'll do it for this week's Not So Knockout News.
Big thank you to Mr. GBL once again for bringing us a fantastic news report and keeping us up to date on all the news in the world of professional wrestling. Always great to hear from you, Jeeves. And let's touch on a few of the stories that we've got going around on this news update. Jimmy Jacobs has been let go from WWE, the producer and writer behind the storylines of The List and other examples like that. I tell you what, you just made The List, WWE. Nah, I don't know all the details behind it, so I hate to comment on things like this that I don't particularly understand that well, but we hear the rumours that he's done something behind the scenes. He's taken these photos with the Bullet Club, and he's maybe a bit of a scapegoat in this situation for many other talents, and they're maybe just putting their foot down and saying, you know what, this is what happens when you do something like this, and everyone is expendable. But then there's another part of me that thinks there may have been another reasoning behind this, and this was just a reason that they're using to get rid of him. Or he may not be all gone at all, and this may all just be online rumours, and well, I think we do know that he's gone by now. But still, anyway, let's move on to the next story, because that wasn't a great review of it. Lesnar staying with WWE till August 2018. That's when his contract officially runs out. Well, it runs out in April after WrestleMania, but then they've got him in contractual agreements until the end. I do think, though, that Lesnar is either going to sign back on with WWE. Lesnar's going to sign on. Stood outside the job centre. Lesnar in the job centre! Signing on with the WWE I think I could see him signing on for another year, possibly. Maybe not as many dates as he's done over this past year, but I think they could probably keep him signed on until the following WrestleMania. That's my thoughts. I don't see him going back to UFC. I just don't see it happening. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. Who knows? We will wait and see. And Neville has walked out of Raw, apparently, according to rumours. Everything these days is just based on rumours. Like, I feel sometimes like I read the news, and this is nothing against GBL. GBL is reporting on what is out there, but sometimes I read the news websites quite a lot and I sit there going, this feels like Jay from The Inbetweeners. I don't know what I can trust. I don't know what to take with a pinch of salt, but yeah, apparently he's wanted out from WWE. Many reasons are floating around. The fact that he didn't get a WrestleMania paycheck as high as he thought because of the WrestleMania DVD cutting out his match, which we have heard from Austin Aries as well, or at least the rumour said, and generally unhappy with his position and maybe thinking, you know what, I'll do what Drew Galloway, Drew McIntyre did, go out there and make enough money on the indies to survive, because it is a possibility now to make what is quote-unquote WWE money when you're over in the indies. Just a thought. Do you think it's a good thing? Personally, I really hope that they're able to keep Neville in WWE, and that's just a selfishness thing. I want to see Neville on WWE programming, but I hope that they take him away from 205 Live. I think that's been a great thing to build his character, but now they need to move these 205 Live characters into the main WWE branding. You know, they've done a lot by taking away the purple ropes on Raw and things like that. I think that Neville could stand a great stead on the main roster in the main picture. What do you guys think? Or are you just thinking, you know what, I hope he quits so that he can turn up at my local indie? Possibly? Who knows? But it feels like a lot of those news stories have been brought on by rumours, and I know this show and shows like it are built on rumours, but today I guess I'm in one of those moods where I just sit there and I'm being very hypocritical of my former self and how I am usually, but I'm just sat here going, well, we don't know the full picture, so I don't really want to give a full analysis. Great start to the show. Let's keep things going as I become more and more of a hypocrite as we talk all about TLC right after this.
This is the Beast of Belfast, Big Demo, and you're listening to the European Uppercut Podcast.
Let's start talking all about TLC, Tables, Ladders and Chairs, the Raw pay-per-view, which is coming up later this week, Sunday night, the 22nd of October 2017. It's looking like it's going to be an exciting show indeed, and very much looking forward to this one. We got quite a few matches coming up which are, you know what, pretty damn good ones that I'm looking forward to. There's some in there where I look at it and go, why? And I'm maybe a little bit, once again, I hate to say this and I hate to come across as someone who's doing a podcast and out of touch with the product, but I am a little bit behind on Raw. I've been kind of keeping up with YouTube videos and things like that for the last 2 weeks. So although I know the main storylines, there's some of these matches where I'm looking at it going, why is that one happening? And that's the first match of the night, Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks. I've heard nothing about this. Someone please inform me at Kai J Valentine on Twitter. What's going on? Maybe I'm a little bit, I'm behind on that. I don't have a clue what's going on there, but Banks getting the win is what everyone on the sheet is going for. Plus five from GBL. Legend's gone plus three. Wynn's gone plus five. Hallmark has gone plus two. Everyone on the sheet is going with Sasha Banks, and I cannot blame them. But we've still got plenty more matches to come, and let's get into a few of them now. There we go. That music was getting a little bit on my nerves. I don't know whether it was getting on your nerves as well. I'll go back to this old chestnut. And it feels a little bit more positive now. Kai needs to start being more positive. Because I've got nothing to be sad about. Nothing to be angry about. I'm looking forward to this pay-per-view. As I have been looking forward to WWE pay-per-views for months now. So let's take a look, shall we? Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James. This is a match that I'm looking forward to. I think that Mickie deserves that piece of time in the spotlight. I think she's been misused incredibly over the last year since she came back, and this is her in her first real big match since coming back, where it feels like it matters. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how this plays out. I think that her as a babyface fits in a lot better than Mickie as a heel at this point in her career. People love to see Mickie James, and that's something that should be considered for sure. So I'm going with... Oh, do I think that Mickie's going to take it from her, though? You know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going with Mickie James. I'm not going to put any points on it. I'm not going to put any added bonus points, but I'm going with Mickie. And that's against everyone else on the sheet who are all going with Alexa Bliss. GBL's put a plus two and Hallmark a plus three. But you know what? Mickie, you're my girl. Hey, Mickie, you're so fine. Yeah, that's the one. Not going any further with that. Next match on the sheet. I'm going to leave that one till later, actually, because it is one of the bigger ones of the night. Asuka versus Emma. We are seeing Asuka in her debut match on the main roster, and lots of people are excited about that for sure, seeing whether she'll be used correctly and how she will perform. Will she fit in with the mainstream audience? Personally, I think it's going to be a great fit, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it. So yeah, I am going with Asuka. She's defeating Emma, in my opinion, and it seems like everyone else on the sheet is going with Asuka as well. Plus two from GBL, plus five from Legend, plus five from AA, plus five from Wayne, plus five from Katie, and plus five from Hallmark as well. Everyone on the sheet is thinking, you know what, this is going to be Asuka's time. She's not going to lose to Emma in her first pay-per-view match. Can you blame them? Is there anyone out there who actually thinks that Emma is going to win this one? Like, I don't mind Emma, but yeah, definitely going with plus five there for Asuka. You can't have a loser first pay-per-view match and first match on the main roster after an undefeated streak like hers, can you? Get in touch at the EU Pod if you disagree. If someone can think of a genuine storyline and clever reasoning as to why she would lose and it still be effective for her character, we'd love to hear from you. EuroUppercut@gmail.com. We'll chat about it next week, if there's a show. Next up on the sheet, Kalisto versus Enzo Amore. Kalisto is, of course, the Cruiserweight champion after winning it on Raw last week, was it? Or yeah, it was this past week. So yeah, Kalisto getting the win is the opinion of Legend, AA, and everyone else is going with Amore. Oh, Enzo Amore. Oh, Jeremy Corbin. They both dress a bit funny, and but one of them is more popular right now than the other. Yep. Jokes aren't hitting today, but I'm not here for jokes. I'm here to analyse wrestling, and that's not going too well either. But let's carry on. Kalisto Amore. Which one shall I go with? Enzo Amore, Kalisto. I'm going to go with Kalisto. Screw it. I'm going against the grain this week. I think Kalisto is going to take it from Amore. Well, he's going to keep the title a little bit longer than what other people are expecting. So yeah, let's stick with that one. Kalisto defeating Enzo Amore. Next up, Kendrick and Gallagher versus Alexander and Swan. Interesting matchup from the 205 Live guys there. Swan, Alexander, Kendrick and Gallagher. I'm going to go with Kendrick and Gallagher. I think that it's going to build on Gallagher's recent heel turn. Well, I say recent. It was a good few weeks ago now. And Kendrick as well will gain something from this. I think that's the way that things are going to go. But this is a very... Whether some of this pay-per-view is predictable, some of it is not. So we've definitely got to keep an eye out for that one for sure. I'm just going to check that I've got all the matches in front of me. TLC 2017. And because I was looking at the sheet and I was going, there isn't any gimmick matches on here. We're not mentioning the type of match that it's going to be. And yeah, that's right. I was really worried that I was missing out some kind of gimmicks like chair matches and tables matches and ladder matches. But I'm just looking at it on Wikipedia, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Wikipedia just doesn't put it on there. But why are we not getting ladder matches? Why are we not getting chair matches and tables matches? I see the tables and ladders and chairs match for the what I presume is main event, but other than that, very, very strange one. We've seen that for years. Maybe that was one of my favourite parts. I love a good chairs match. I think if done well, it can be a great match. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me, but maybe that's what I think is missing from this pay-per-view. But no, Kendrick and Gallagher getting the win in my books, but it really could go either way. Next up, The Demon versus Sister Abigail. I wasn't interested in this storyline in the slightest leading up to SummerSlam. Really not at all. I think there was bits and bats where, especially coming out of SummerSlam when I realised they were carrying it on, I was really worried that this wasn't going to be interesting at all. But I'm liking this Sister Abigail stuff. I really am enjoying it. I think that it's going to add a new dimension to the character of Bray Wyatt. And we've seen, or at least I've seen, the video package that was played a few weeks ago where Sister Abigail, it was a couple of weeks ago, where Sister Abigail was sort of brought forward and introduced. And I'm wording this correctly, I haven't seen how they do this in the flesh, how the Sister Abigail character is on Raw, because I've not seen all of last week's Raw, and I've not seen how this is going to play out. Obviously, they use like a voice box or voice changer on the pre-records, but how is that going to work in real life? What's the appearance of Bray Wyatt going to change to? It's going to be interesting. What I hope comes from this is that I hope that the in-ring style of Bray Wyatt changes. I hope he's got a few added extra moves that only turn out when Sister Abigail is around. You know, doesn't always do the creepy backhand thing where he stands on his back of his hands and his legs. I don't want to see that side of Bray Wyatt. I want to see a completely new side of Bray Wyatt that's been taken over by Sister Abigail. That's what interests me the most. And yeah, adding new dimensions to the Wyatt character is something that I think is only a great thing. So I'm going to go Sister Abigail. I think that Sister Abigail is going to take the win here. Sister Abigail, learning how to spell Abigail on the sheet. That's what I've learnt today. And The other match, which I haven't done yet, is of course the main event. The Shield versus Strowman, Miz, Kane and The Bar. I was chatting with the Living Legend about this earlier this week, and he mentioned that earlier this morning that, that I've realised we were talking about this. So I'm going to get that conversation up now. And we were talking about the fact that it was 5-on-3 and why. And also, why is Kane being added to it? Why are they doing this? It seemed really strange to me. And I said, I may be out of the loop, but why is it a 5-on-3 at TLC? To show the strength of the Shield, I assume he replied. Or to have them lose but not look too weak. I said, seems to be a bit strange. I'm hoping it's not a clusterfuck, which I stand by. I really do think that if you add too many people into a match, it can sometimes get a little bit, oh, they didn't get their chance to shine, and oh, maybe something's... It's very difficult to put together a match with many people in and have it be that classic. More too many cooks spoils the broth, as they say. But he said there must be a reason for Kane though, and that's what I want to talk about now. Why is Kane a part of it? Is there going to be... It feels a bit strange that they've added Kane in. I mean, I love the moment on Raw. I thought that it was ace. But why? I'm questioning what's going on with the booking. And you know what? Maybe that's just me being a fan, and it doesn't mean that I'm hating on it. I'm not bitching about this at all. I'm just sat here wondering why. But I guess that can only be a good thing. I tell you what I do know is I think that the Shield are coming away with the win, and I'm going to put a +5 on it. I think that even though it's a 3-on-5, a TLC match, we don't even know how the TLC match ends. Is it by pinfall or submission? Maybe. Maybe that's Kane's position, maybe not, but it just feels a little bit weird. Feels very strange that they've made it a 3-on-5, but maybe that's just me. Seems to be my catchphrase today. Let's go then and put the Shield in with a +5 there. And yeah, I'm happy with how things stand there. So my predictions as it stands is I've gone with Sasha Banks +5. I've gone with Mickie James taking the win. The Shield with a +5. Asuka with a +5. Kalisto, Kendrick and Gallagher and Sister Abigail all getting the win. Do you disagree? Because at the minute, everyone on the sheet has also gone with the Shield, and a lot of +5s are on there. The only man who's gone with Miz and Co. is AA Andy Anderson. Do you stand with Andy, or do you stand with the Shield? Let us know at eurouppercut@gmail.com. But that kind of sums up everything to do with TLC. Personally, I'm looking forward to it. I'm always looking forward to WWE pay-per-views, and TLC's always been one of my favourites to look forward to. I'm a little bit gutted that they're not jumping on the name that much over the next few weeks, at this time. But other than that, I'm happy. I'm happy, and I think that there should be a few more gimmick matches in there, but that's just me. That's just me. Let's carry on with the show. Thank you for downloading the European Uppercut Podcast.
This is a Honky Tonk Man, the greatest WWE Intercontinental Champion of all time, and you're listening to the European Uppercut on the Trending Topics Network.
I'm just a honky tonk man. I'm cool. I'm cocky. I'm ba 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 ba.
Thank you for downloading this week's episode of the European Uppercut Podcast. Quickly thrown together, I know. I a little bit overtired and a little bit behind, but we want to get something out there for you at least and talk a little bit about TLC, because I know that a lot of people out there who listen to this show are a part of our Pick'em league during the community of the Trending Topics Network, and to be able to hear the predictions read out is an important part. So we want to try and get a show out there as much as we can. Although we've been so busy, I will say that there have been chats about the future of the show. We don't want to kill it off entirely, but we're looking at trying to get one out there fortnightly, at the very, very least, if not weekly. And hopefully with more than just me thrown in a studio trying to talk for more than 5 minutes. So fingers crossed we are going to have some kind of panel for next week. But until then, thank you for downloading the European Uppercut podcast. If this is your first time, please check out other episodes and please stay with us as I break down for you all and go, oh gosh, please don't leave because of me. And check out all the other great shows on the Trending Topics Network. We got plenty to choose from, including the Spanish Announce Table, All Beer Inside, The Toots Experience, One Up Clubs, Heads Up, Lou Chat, CFL, Easy Picks, Tim and Tom, which is a brand new podcast from the makers of the Spanish Announce Table, One Up Clubs, Heads Up, CFL, Easy Picks, I've just mentioned, Hanging with Heavy, which have got a great episode apparently from this past week, episode 20. Legend got in touch with me and said that he absolutely loved it. I've seen other people talking about it and saying that it's a great episode of the podcast, so that's on my list for the next couple of days. I'm definitely going to check that one out with Heavy Set. What's on Fight? Eurovision Showcase Legends on Siren Radio, no longer Siren FM. STFU, Wrestling Cheers, TTN at the Movies, and many, many more. But it's time for me to go sleep. Signing off till next week. God bless. I'll see you all right back here next week.